Thousands of wannabe marathoners never crossed the finish line in Chicago this weekend, but our iReporter, Dan Skinner, did pass the finish line. He joins me live by phone from Chicago to tell us about the conditions of the race. Dan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. My legs are a little sore, but my wife Sharon and I, who ran it with me, are in good shape overall.
All right, Dan, this is your first race that you did, right? And did you do it with your wife? Is that right?
Yes, we did it together. We've run a few half marathons in the past here in Chicago and Cleveland and a few other places, but this is our first full marathon.
Okay, so you're running along, and then you get to a mile marker, was it 20, I think, when someone tells you, this marathon's over?
Yes, it was actually mile 20. My friend Adam saw him there, and he said, did you hear the news? And I said, no, what? And he said, the marathon's been canceled. And my first thought was, what do you mean it's been canceled? We're running the marathon. It's not canceled, but we pressed on, and about a quarter mile later, we heard the kind of first official announcement from Chicago police that the race had been canceled. And at that point, they were encouraging everybody to walk rather than run, but nobody was officially pulling us off the course at that point. So we figured as long as they were going to let us stay on the course, we were going to keep going at a slower pace and do our best to make it to the finish line.
Dan, we're talking about hundreds of people who had to go to the hospital or who at least had to get treated at the scene, plus one death. When you were running this marathon, did you notice that people were dropping out?
Yes, definitely. Starting around about the 16th mile, which was a stretch of the race that was very kind of not very shady at all, a lot of sun beating down, and that was really also the first stretch that we started to see a noticeable drop in the water and the supplies. I mean, there were people on the ground being treated, too. We saw one man who was being treated for what appeared to be an ankle injury, and the medical personnel said, you know, we can't get you an ambulance. We can only get ambulances for emergencies, which in most races, a serious ankle injury would be an emergency. But on a day like this, they had to kind of take the ambulances for really critical situations.
Well, Dan, it sounds like you're doing okay, and I'm glad you are, but that is going to be quite a story to tell for a while. The marathon, yeah, that sort of wasn't.
Exactly. It's kind of bittersweet. It was, maybe not the race day experience we had hoped for, but years from now when people ask, well, when did you run the Chicago Marathon, we can say we ran the really hot one. So it's a nice memory, and we're thankful we finished and feeling pretty good about ourselves.
Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Reggie.